the universe and stuff like that. In a no, you read it, please. I'm doing the serious stuff. Yes.
He in whose face the beloved smiles sweetly, what harm can befall him from the sour looks of people? He on whose eye the beloved bestows a kiss, how should he grieve at heaven and at its anger? On a moonlight night, what cares the moon in Simak for dogs and their barking? The dog is performing his task. The moon is smoothly fulfilling her task.
What was that Simak about? Any idea, anyone? Because this is a wordplay for Rumi, Samak and Samak. Because Samak means the sky and Samak means the fish. When he wants to say from here to there, he will say from the fish in the ocean up to the limit of the sky. That's what Samak is. So it would be the sky. Sumak. Means in the heart, in the middle of night, the moon in the sky will not worry about the dogs barking. This is something that he will talk again. Guess what? Guess when? Book 6, at the opening, at the beginning, he will say, the moon will shed the light and the dogs bark. It's up to you which one to follow, because there is this nonsense of reality and there is that light in the sky. So he will come back to this. This will be repeated. Here he will say, imagine the moon in the sky should worry about the barking of the dog in the alley. Yes?
The dog is performing his task, the moon is smoothly fulfilling her task by means of her countenance.
And in here, do not make it task, it's duty. It's a vazifa. It's not task.
Oh, vazifa.
Both is a vazifa, means duty. Yeah.
Everyone is executing his little business. Water does not lose purity because of a bit of weed. The weeds float weedily on the surface of the water.
This is again something that you don't get in because you're used to the faucet. When they say water, and running water for you is from the faucet. In Rumi's time, there is no such thing. So for them, water is mainly out there to see. And what do you see? You see the narrow little creeks, which are the water is running, and at the top of the water, there is a lot of herbal stuff. I mean, the remaining of the garden and forest and all that is floating mainly on the surface of the water. So for elderly people up to 50 years ago, drinking water or washing your face and hand starts with this motion. First, you just make some wave to clean the surface of the water to see what the water is all about. Is it drinkable or not? Is it clean or not? And all that. So, everybody knows that the lovely, fantastic water is always covered with some filth, which is not important. It's mainly dust, and it's mainly this cob, which is hay. You will see that. So Rumi will talk about this again and again. He will bring it as an example, because in his lifetime, it makes a lot of sense to talk about it like that. Because for them, water is the source of life. For you is not. No, you don't understand water is the source of life. Water is something which is in the pipe. It's coming through the faucet for you. For them, life is water. Water is alive. How how livelihood. Do you remember the livelihood of the water? Any one of you? Prince Siddhartha, Hermann Hesse, one of the masterpieces. The river will tell the Siddhartha the secret, because river knows what the secret is. This flow, we believe in this universe, the flow of knowledge, because knowledge is like a river flowing, and we tell you the secret. So he will talk about this and he will say, listen, everybody will throw something over there and the water cannot be clean. Those weeds, they go weedly. They don't go waterly. They go weedly and moving here and there. Wave is where these little stuff are moving. Water is the lower level, which is going smoothly, without a rush, without any problem. And he will interpret, he will change this scene to something else. The Muhammad and cutting the moon in half. Or you say, huh, the Muhammad will do that, and Bulhar is dying out of bad feelings. Do you remember this Bulhar?
See, the uncle who became the...
The Bulhar is the one who... There is one surah for him. Tabbat yada abi lahab wa tab. It's a very lovely one. It means poetically it moves your heart. And he's talking about one stupid fellow who is eating his heart because he's looking at the beauty. It's a very good example. This is why the guy is the father of fire. Do you remember who is the father of fire?
Iblis.
Iblis, Satan. The guy is like that. And Prophet will swear at him. Then we go to Jesus. Yes. Go ahead.
The weed floats weedily on the surface of the water. The pure water flows on, undisturbed. Mustafa splits the moon at midnight. Abu Labab from hatred talks drivel. The Messiah brings the dead to life, and the Jew tears his mustache in wrath, tears his mustache in wrath. Does the dog's bark ever reach the moon's ear, especially that moon who is the chosen of God?
See what he did? Very nicely he was talking about that shave and thing like that. Suddenly he stopped. Story will wait. He said, let's talk about being happy. Do not forget, he started a book when Hisham al-Din went and said, listen, you are the master, we know you're happy, and we want to be happy. He said, you should sit down for years. This is what we are doing. This book is the manuscript for happiness.
Prescription?
Prescription, yes. This is prescription for happiness. So happiness is not when you're happy. Happiness should happen in your heart from the beginning to the end. All process should fill your heart without any worry of being judged. Because we know you care a lot about being judged. How do we know that? We know you are the animal, okay? And the animal, for animal, there is no we. There is us, right? Animal believes in us, and within that us, the most important thing is your place in the group, in the gang. So you have to be very careful about how are you being judged, because that will give you your place in the herd. This is in animal, means it's in all of us. For this knowledge, you should remember, it doesn't matter how you're judged. We talked about it. They crucified Jesus. So what? He was judged to be a silly fellow. That's how it goes. Don't worry. A lover will not care about the judgment of the people. He is happy from the heart. Now he increased it to a level that the happiness of this fellow, which was like the moon in the sky, has no relation to the dog's barking. Look at the difference. I'm talking about someone who is looking at the source of beauty. And you want to talk about the bark of a dog? And of course, bark of a dog, again, is like the running water. When they say bark of a dog, you imagine some poodle in one of your neighbors and blown like that. Barking of a dog. In Runestein, dog is an animal outside. 21. You don't touch it, you don't kiss your dog. Dog is dog. Okay? And barking of the dog is a nuisance to everyone. You know what the barking of the dog is to Rumi?
Nonsense.
In the midnight. Have you heard this car theft, which will go bam, 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 because somebody touched the car of someone? That's what the barking of the dog in Rumi's time is. Because someone is crossing the boundaries of property of someone, and the dog is objecting. That's what it is. So he brings in all of this for what? To say that the flow of knowledge is here, but it's covered with all the nonsenses of the judgment of people. Let go of all of this. Remember, even when Jesus will do the magic, there is someone, some opposition. But what's the use of that opposition? The moon is not listening to the bark of the dog. Yes?
The king drinks wine on the bank of the stream till dawn, and in listening to the music is unaware of the croaking of the frogs. The division of the boys would have been a few dang pennies. The sheikh's influence stopped that generosity.
You see, very short, briefly we mentioned that it was very easy to be paid that couple of pennies I was talking about, but the himmat of sheikh will stop that generosity. Imagine he's using the himmat. Himmat is what?
Is it a will, a type of will or something?
Efforts.
It's more than will.
Efforts.
Pardon me?
Effort.
But in an initiative way. In an initiative way.
Yes.
Not just effort. You have to initiate. Like him.
Yes, yes, you are correct. Himmat is not doing it. No. It's that strong will inside to attend to it.
Yes.
That's how I understand it.
Because
later he will talk about it, Matt, a lot. And he uses it as a term. And in book six, he will talk about it. Yes, in book six he will get it close to commitment. But it's more than that. We'll come to that, don't worry. Anyhow, this special attitude or hidden attitude of Sheikh will stop that generosity. Because Sheikh is... What is Sheikh?